Hi, I'm Jennifer Perry, your host of the Shiro Effect podcast, which is your guide to empowerment. And I'm so grateful that you found us. I started this podcast to invite you into conversations that are designed to help you live with more freedom and ease. I believe that when you reclaim your power and embrace your true potential, you become the Shiro of your own story, who can deal with relationship struggles, work challenges, and life's ups and downs with more ease and grace. Let's grow. Hello, everyone, and welcome back for another episode of the Shiro Effect podcast. I am Jennifer Perry, your host, and I have transformed my personal hardships into a mission of empowerment. And now I want to help you do the same. And today's topic is all about self-authority and how you need to believe in yourself. And this is an area that I can tell you I have struggled with most of my life. And I see majority of my female clients struggle with it as well. And I just want to remind you as we dive into this today is that nobody but you can be the final authority on your life. Nobody but you should hold the pen that writes the story of your life. And if you don't step into that role, someone else is going to try to fill it for you. And you need to empower yourself to stake a claim over your own life. So I wish I could be hitting Don't Stop Believing by Journey to have that playing in the background. It's one of my favorite karaoke songs to sing, but it's true. There will be so many things in life that we come up against and that challenge us to believe in ourselves. And sometimes when I meet women that are on their life journey, they don't believe in themselves. And as a coach, I allow them to borrow my beliefs in them till they get to the point where they start to really believe in themselves. And I make sure that I'm there on the sidelines cheering them on so that they know that they're not alone in the journey that they're going through. So the phrase believe in yourself is a common piece of advice, but what really does that mean? Although part of it has to do with self-confidence, there's really a deeper meaning to be found and really appreciated. Believing in yourself is all about self-awareness. Deep down, you know what you're able to do. You know what you're capable of doing. And you also know the areas that you may struggle and you may not be able to do something. But when you believe in yourself, others are unable to pressure you into doing anything you don't want to do. On the other hand, no one can hold you back from doing something you know that you can do. And I share this with you, and it may be a little direct, and it may rub some of you wrong. We are our own limit. If there is something in your life that you want to accomplish, and you are not to that point, or you don't think that you can, you are what is standing in the way of you and that goal, or you and that level of success. Or you and that next level, up-leveling your life. We are the only people that can set limits on our lives, but it seems like we step aside and we allow a lot of people to set limits on what we can do and what we can't do. Now, outside perspective from people is really important, but nobody knows you like you know yourself. And with regular introspection, you can build unshakable self-confidence. Now, we've all heard of that know thyself, right? I want you to really look at and hone in on, I need to know myself. What are my strengths? And just as much focus as we put on our strengths, what are our weaknesses? And only you can truly answer questions. Now, there are things in my life that if you would have told me 10, 15, 20 years ago, I would have accomplished or would have been doing, I would have told you that you are crazy. Well, it's because you know why? I never experienced them. I had never stepped into what that new thing was. And for majority of us, success is when you step outside of your comfort zone. That is where you find it. You are the only person in the world who truly knows your capabilities. Too often people walk away from opportunities saying, coulda, woulda, shoulda, right? What if? Having had a financial career, having spent a lot of time in the money world, sitting down with people who are planning for retirement, planning for bringing a new baby in the world, planning to get married, they make decisions. And my goal as a financial consultant was to come alongside of them and give them a lot of what if scenarios. What if this job didn't go through? What if one of you prematurely passed away? What if, what if, what if? We ran what if scenarios to make sure that they were protected. But I don't want you to get the end of your journey and the end of your life and say, well, I wish I would have, or I should have. You know what, Jennifer, I should have stepped through that door of that opportunity. Or I could have done this, but I really doubted myself and I let my ex get in my mind and get in my thoughts. And that's not what I want for you. I want you to understand how important it is that you believe in yourself. And I really want you to understand the importance of self-esteem. Self-esteem needs to be cultivated, just like a garden. It's the springtime now. Everything's blooming, which is why I have a little bit of a cough, right? All my allergies are coming into play. Self-esteem has to be cultivated just like the flowers, just like all the vegetables that you plant, just like your garden. Weeds in the form of negative self-talk can creep right in at any time. Having a high self-esteem can help you communicate better. It makes you more decisive. You earn the respect of others and allow you to maintain your integrity. Focusing on increasing your self-esteem becomes an exercise, really, in writing a self-fulfilling prophecy. And as you build your confidence, you're going to empower yourself to achieve more in your personal and your professional lives. Now, some think of self-doubt as a monster, greedily sucking away their motivation. This outlook isn't particularly helpful because it sends signals to the subconscious that can strengthen self-doubt even more. Instead, I want you to be aware that self-doubt is a part of you that's vulnerable and it's in need of constant support and attention. And I want to share some steps with you today to help you increase your self-esteem starting right now. And the first thing that I really want you to do is just explore self-doubt. Explore the areas of your life that you don't feel super confident in. Doubt is part of the human experience, just like joy and fear and sorrow. If you discover what's at the root of your self-doubt and you explore that, you may find that that doubt loosens its paralyzing grip. Especially when you challenge it, it will help you stop fighting with yourself and you can move forward towards your goals. Now, the key to getting to the bottom of your insecurities is really facing your fears. Addressing your fears is easier if you itemize them first. Putting your fears down on paper puts them in perspective. And this is an exercise I've done with myself. Well, why am I afraid to step through this door? Or why am I afraid when I go into this particular area? Or why am I afraid when a certain group of people are around? Or why am I afraid when I turn the news on? Like, we have certain fears, and when you can list them out and you can really spend time getting to the root of where that fear is coming from, it becomes really, really beneficial for you having them in perspective and then taking stock of what your fears are. Your fears will appear menacing when they're staring at you from within your own mental space. And I want you to keep track of your fears on a regular basis, even daily. Maybe write them down in a journal. Because what you're going to do is you're going to watch the list shrink before your eyes. As you start challenging that self-doubt, as you start digging deeper and you figure out, well, why am I afraid of this? Are there any facts surrounding why am I afraid to do this? And you start realizing that there really aren't. Maybe that fear is there because somebody else put it in there, or you had an experience a really, really long time ago, but that fear has no legs any longer. There's nothing that's supporting it. So it's important to make sure that you're putting your fears in perspective. You're taking stock of your fears. And then I really want you to pay attention to your thoughts. Another way that you can cultivate self-confidence is to listen to the internal dialogue you have with yourself. Your fears can lurk in the words you use to describe yourself. Instead of saying, well, you know what, I really wouldn't be good at this, how about you try and say something like, how can I make myself better in this area? Try that out for size. See how that works. Consider separating yourself from chronically negative people. I am going to talk to you often about creating a no manifesto in your life. A no manifesto simply is, I am no longer available for A, B, C, D, E, F, G, however many vowels and consonants that you need. What are you no longer available for? Because I can tell you, I cut toxic people out of my life a while ago. And that was difficult because some of those toxic people were family and really close friends and people that I had trusted. But I cut them out because I don't need that space. I don't need them taking my peace away from me. I don't need them sucking the joy out of the room or out of the conversation or out of the situation. I cut those people out. And you know what? My life has become so much better because the energy that I wasted in those situations with those people, trying to live in that positive space when you're surrounded by negative people, it is exhausting. Cutting ties with toxic people is difficult, but you're going to do it for your inner peace. Becoming assertive will allow you to help yourself and others. So make sure if you're journaling and you're writing down your fears and you're writing down the things that are coming up against you that are triggering your self-doubt, also write down the things that you're no longer available for. Write your no manifesto. Write the things in your life that you will not allow to happen any longer. It's very easy. We're going to talk about boundaries in one of my episodes coming up, but it's really easy to say, I'm putting boundaries and parameters around this. But do you really? I mean, it's easy to say it, but how often are you really enforcing it? And I want you to really list out what you're no longer mentally, physically, spiritually available for. And relish your successes, but avoid living in the past. When you're feeling down, it's easy to focus on your failures. Instead, I want you to remember all the awesome things that you've already accomplished in your life. It's okay to feel grateful for all that you have, for all that you have done. Maintaining an optimistic mindset is going to help you recognize opportunities when they arise. And I have all my clients, one of the things I require them to do is to create a list of all the awesome things that have happened in their lives, no matter how big, no matter how small. And when they think that they haven't done anything and they think that they have not provided value, I make sure that they go back and they can look at that list so they can be reminded themselves, like, you know what? I'm not too shabby. I've already done a lot of these things. Look at this. I got this award. Or maybe you helped somebody overcome something in their life. You know, I want you to always look back on the things you've already accomplished, because there are a lot of things in your life journey that you're going to help other people achieve and you're going to achieve yourself. And I want, when you're struggling with thinking about not feeling confident and not feeling content, I want you to look back at all the extraordinary things you've already done. Ultimately, believing yourself means claiming self-authority. Avoid letting others make decisions for you or limit your potential. More often than not, these people are projecting their own self-doubts onto you. Focus on your goals and talents, and remember, you deserve success. You deserve to have an extraordinary life. You were meant for greatness. You were not meant for mediocre. And never under any circumstances should you settle. And I learned a while ago that when somebody is saying something nasty to you, it really has more to do with them than you. And I think that's something that I wish I would have learned a long time before I did, but it's really true. So now if somebody has something ugly to say, or if somebody puts something on Instagram or social media that, you know, is not kind, I really know to reach out to that person in a sense of love. And I've done that. And I'm like, hey, you know, I noticed something that you shared, and I know that there's more behind that. How about we have a conversation? And 9 times out of 10, it's because somebody is going through something and you can't see it and they don't know how to deal with it. So they're just projecting. So don't let people project onto your life what you can and cannot do, or keep what you are and are not capable of, just because of their own self-doubt. And I'm going to share with you some tips to get your mind on your side, because self-belief isn't optional. It's vital. Think of all the things you haven't accomplished yet or tried because you just didn't have enough belief in yourself. Self-doubt will always creep in at times. That's why it's so important to have an excess of belief in yourself. Create a reserve of self-belief and you really can accomplish nearly anything that you can imagine. What would you do if you believed you could do essentially anything? How would your life be different? And how would you feel? Now, I struggle with confidence. We all struggle with confidence. But I have way more confidence in my life now, even after some serious things happened in my life. I have more confidence now than I ever have. And I think it's because I've mastered my mindset. I've mastered my level of self-confidence. And although it falters here and there, I've learned very quickly how to rewrite my negative thoughts into positive ones. And if you need a little more faith in yourself, I want you to try some of these tips. First one, examine your beliefs. You weren't born with any limiting beliefs. You've learned every single one of them. We all learn to limit ourselves unfairly. You have to give yourself the credit you deserve and the grace that you give others. Think about the limiting beliefs you already have. Do what you can to discard them. Ask yourself if this limiting belief is really legitimate. But where did it come from? What evidence do you have that it simply isn't true? And then I also want you to give yourself an unlimited number of opportunities to be successful. It's easy to be filled with doubt if you think you only have one chance to get it right. Give yourself permission to quit, to fail. Give yourself permission to fail as many times as necessary. Learn something from each attempt. This is a great way to build self-belief. And I also want you to eliminate self-criticism. As soon as self-doubt starts to invade your thoughts, ask yourself, where is that inner critic coming from? Are you channeling maybe a negative experience from the past? Is the source of this criticism a credible one? Because you know what? It rarely is. It can be challenging to quiet your mind, but that doesn't mean you have to let it drag you down. Focus on positive self-talk. And the last one I want to share with you today is trust and love yourself. For 1 month, I want you to try being your best friend instead of your worst enemy. How do you treat your best friend? How do you treat your children? How do you treat the people around you that you love? I can tell you it's probably a lot better than you treat yourself. Give yourself the gifts of kindness and grace this month. I really want you to learn how to trust and love yourself. And I want you to also let me know how you're doing in that. Because self-belief isn't about becoming arrogant or turning a blind eye to one's flaws. The belief you have in yourself needs to be focused on what you wish to become. You can have weaknesses too. We all have weaknesses. But there is value in being relaxed about your weaknesses and working to strengthen them. A strong belief in yourself is a sure ticket to living authentically. You can make it easier to believe in yourself by learning to love yourself inside and out, your mind, your body, and your soul. And here's what I want you to do today. I want you to think of a recent situation in which you acted in some way that maybe you just thought you should, or went along with the crowd against your beliefs. I want you to describe this situation in your journal. If you were acting strictly in accordance with your beliefs, how would you have acted differently? How can you practice what you would like to do differently in similar situations in the future? And when we wrap up today, just like I have on the previous episodes, I want to leave you with an affirmation. And today, the title of that affirmation is, I don't have to be perfect. I just have to be real. I want you to let go of perfection. So I let go of perfection knowing that it is an impossible goal. Instead, I embrace the goodness of who I am, faults and all. I set my self-improvement goals to be specific, measurable levels that I know I can accomplish. I take realistic steps that lead to attainable goals. This way, I know I am getting better and better all of the time. With each step that I take, I am learning and growing. And I know I don't have to be perfect. I am happy with myself. I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses. I know that most of the time I do my best and I forgive myself for sometimes doing less. After all, no one is perfect and that's okay. When I make a mistake, I admit it. I do what I can to correct it and I learn from it. I realize that making mistakes is a natural part of being human. Rather than beating myself up about it, I move forward with no regrets. I live in the moment. The past is done and the future is yet to come. What we have now and what my focus is the present. This moment is what is real and I am part of it. I am grateful for every precious moment and relish its possibilities. Today, I plan to live life to its fullest, to enjoy each and every moment for what it can bring me. And I throw off the trappings of trying to exhibit perfection. I am what I am, and that is just fine with me. So when you're sitting in some self-reflection, I want you to ask yourself these three questions. In what ways do I strive for perfection? Am I happy with myself? Do I stress about the past or the future? Or do I enjoy the reality of living in the moment? And as we wrap up today, I just want to make this offer to you. If you need somebody to be on your side, to help guide you through this phase of your life, to help build your confidence, give you clarity, help you live authentically, help you live soul aligned, find your passion and your purpose, and feel empowered about decisions in your life, please connect with me. I have something for you. I want to share with you my empowerment blueprint. I'd love for you to send me a message, Jennifer@shirocoaching.com. go out to my website, jenniferperry.com. Learn more about the team of people who want to be right by your side to support you. So as we sign off today, I look forward to coming back and talking with you again next week. And remember, every day, do what you can to believe in yourself a little more. I look forward to speaking with you on the next episode. Bye, everyone. And that's a wrap on today's episode. You've laughed, you've learned, and most importantly, you've grown. Thanks for tuning in to The Shiro Effect, your go-to destination for empowerment and growth. Remember, you have the power to shape your destiny. Keep chasing the light, embracing your extraordinary, and spreading those empowered wings. Dive deeper into our community at jenniferperry.com. Until next time, keep shining, keep soaring, and transform your world one epic moment at a time. This is Jennifer Perry, reminding you that your journey is limitless and your potential boundless. Until next time,